Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger moves to third. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLuc fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. DeLock drops the ball. Lawler moves to second. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling bunts towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. DeLock moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Nixon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Nixon, who tags Smith, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive towards the mound. McLish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Nixon and he is out, but in applying the tag. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields the ball and throws to DeLock covering. Safe. Lawler moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger strikes out. There goes Schilling. The throw from Lawler to Aparicio, and Schilling is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Yastrzemski moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground for an out. Yastrzemski scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Malzone moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 3 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Geiger out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Nixon and he is out, but in applying the tag. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 4 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and has Yastrzemski trapped. There's the throw to Smith, who throws to Aparicio, who tags Yastrzemski for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Don Button. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 4 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-4 in the game. McLish hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman fires to first and has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Green, who tags Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-5 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone is walked intentionally. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hardy hits a line drive into center field. Landis picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Landis. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.